Trayvon's body was recovered from the Genesee River near downtown late Sunday afternoon. The teen had last been seen getting off a school bus at School 12 on South Avenue Thursday morning, but surveillance video indicated he turned away from the school and never went inside. It wasn't until several hours later the teen's family learned he'd not been accounted for. During a news conference that included School District Superintendent Barbara Dean Williams and Board President Van White, it was revealed that three teachers wrongly marked Trayvon as being present.
From what we've discovered thus far, the reason is that he was marked as being present by three of his teachers at three different times, although his special education teacher correctly marked him as being absent. I was also most disturbed to learn that there was an attempt to change the record to cover up these errors.
District officials say several employees have been placed on administrative leave while the investigation continues. At another news conference yesterday, Rochester Mayor Lovely Warren said that 911 dispatchers did not follow protocol when drivers reported seeing someone on the Douglas Anthony Bridge on Thursday morning. She says the dispatchers should have mobilized fire and police rescue units, but did not.
Today is definitely a sad day, because if it weren't for human error in this case, there might have been a different outcome. Any adults failed this young man, and we have to own that.
Six 911 dispatchers have been placed on administrative leave while the investigation continues. Randy Gorman, WXXI News.